This is from Frat House Confessions Brody by Bethany Lopez.
Do you think that's a good idea? I asked, shifting in my seat to face him.
Why wouldn't it be?
He asked, and I swear I wanted to smack him. Maybe because they kicked you out last time with no notice. You lost your home, your brothers, and your position in one fell swoop. Plus, there are always parties. How will you handle being around alcohol and worse?
If I say I can handle it, I can handle it. You're going to have to trust me and loosen the strings a little bit.
Loosen the strings? I asked, suddenly seething.
Yeah, Em. You're all over me all the time. Watching me, mothering me, acting like you're waiting for me to fall off the wagon at any second. I need you to lay off a bit.
He pulled up to the curb in front of Brody's building, and I quickly unbuckled my seatbelt. I'm the only person who stuck by your side through all of this. I was there cleaning up after you when you were drunk and picking up the pieces when you had outbursts. I've been worried all the time, and now you're saying I'm smothering you?
Well, I said mothering, he stated, but I waved my hand at him.
No, you need me to lay off? Fine, this is me laying off. Do what you need to do, Benny. All I want for you is to be happy. You know that.
This is from Vampire in the Night by Rhiannon Frader.
Earth to Armando. Venora sighed with exasperation. I'm making a joke here. Inclining his head toward her, Armando's muffled voice said,
I know. I'm teasing.
Tucking a loose curl back into her ringlets, she tried not to visibly preen in front of him. With a sinking heart, she realized that he was still watching Carlotta. In fact, most of the vampires were observing her. Alicia stood on the other side of the room, dressed like Tinkerbell with her mouth hanging open, as she watched her brother openly flirt with the newcomer.
Sorry if I seem distracted. My attention is a bit scattered.
Armando's accent sounded heavier than usual. Venora regarded the voluptuous vampire as she clung to Roman's arm, speaking to him animatedly.
I can guess where it is.
This is from Disenchanted by Brianna Sigalski.
I am leaving, she said firmly, clenching her burlap sack with both hands to stop her fists from shaking. The corner of Garen's jaw twitched as if he struggled with something.
You're not.
Fear thrummed through her.
I won't harm you. You have my word.
Let me go, she demanded, fighting to keep calm command of her voice. Before he could reply, Miriam's shrill voice floated up the stairwell and through the door.
Garen!
The innkeeper shrieked.
They're brawling again!
A glass shattered faintly in the distance. Garen swore under his breath.
Don't move. I'll be right back.
He slipped out of the door and shut it again faster than Lilac could get there. Panic rising in her chest, she tried the knob. It turned easily. He either hadn't bothered or forgot to lock it.
This is from Bloodlust by Danielle Lanzarotta.
And then he whispered in my ear.
I'm so sorry, Lexi. I really couldn't. I didn't know what else to do.
Adrienne cleared her throat. Guys, we need to go before someone from the school comes out and sees us just hanging out. Tyler gently kissed my forehead, and then he got in the back seat. I sat in the front with Adrienne. As soon as I got in the car, I could see that she was smiling. So, where to? She asked. Actually, we have to go back to my house. Nicholas is following us there, but he will stay out of the way. Neither one of them were happy about that. Adrienne was no longer smiling, and looking back at Tyler through the rearview mirror, he looked tense and annoyed. At the house, Tyler felt uncomfortable. And he was being really quiet.
I knew Nicholas wasn't too far behind us, so we all just went to my room to talk. Adrienne asked if there was anywhere we could talk and be sure that Nicholas wasn't listening. And I immediately thought of the secret room, asking them to follow me. As I led them into the bathroom, Adrienne rolled her eyes.
Is this really your idea of a good place to talk?
I laughed at her, and then turned around and softly punched that spot on the mirror that opened into the secret room.